now, after 2 years of extensive renovations, the Airfield Farm in Dundrum in Dublin opened this week. Now, this 38-acre working farm, gardens, cafe and heritage experience was first established by the Overend family in 1974 for educational and recreational purposes. It offers visitors a wonderful opportunity to enjoy and learn about food, farming and the natural world, as Anna found out when she went there earlier this week. She began her visit by talking to Michael Jacob, who guides school children around the farm.
We start off by giving them a little introduction as to what they're likely to experience, and then we take them out then on a walk around. We generally try to link in with Eamon the farmer and find out what he's about on the day, and that gives us a closer look at the animals and how the animals are managed. And when that's done, then we go on various bug hunts and examine all the habitats, look at trees, look at leaves, look for creatures, and whatever creatures we capture. We have bug viewers, and we go into the life cycle of those little creatures. And
so we're here now, this is what, how many acres is here, would you reckon, or hectares, as we call them
there
nowadays?
There's 35 acres at Airfield altogether.
So what kind of habitats are there here then?
We have from the open farmland to hedgerows to woodlands, and we have a couple of water areas as well. So we've a complete range of habitats.
So yes, you have a pond area, no river, I suppose.
We don't have a river, no, but
the pond is
very safe. We have a nice boardwalk across the pond, so we bring some nets with us, do a little dipping, and whatever creatures we capture, we examine them closely.
I remember when the pond was set up, me and Finn McCool, all those years ago, and there were newts in the pond. Are the newts still here?
The newts are still there. They are indeed, yeah. And it's always a great source of excitement, you know, because so few people have actually got to have a close look at
newts. Yeah, frogs are two a penny.
Frogs are everywhere.
Two a penny, but newts are different.
Newts are different.
And then, of course, you have your area of farmland where the animals feed, but you also have a wildflower meadow, have you not?
We have a wildflower meadow. During the summertime, it will be so colourful. And we'll have all the bumblebees and the wasps and all sorts of creatures.
And
so
butterflies, of course. Loads of
butterflies, indeed. And there's plans now for an expansion of the wildflower meadow, which will be even better again.
So the children love all this?
Oh, they love it indeed, yeah. When we talk to them in the classroom first, I think maybe they feel this is not the greatest place to be. But then 10 minutes out and looking through and foraging underneath the leaves and finding all the creatures and all the wows that go up when the earthworms are found.
They love things with legs that
absolutely
move.
Absolutely, yeah,
they,
yeah.
Indeed,
plenty of woodlice, and counting the legs and looking at them and that sort of stuff, yeah.
How long would an average class be here? Would it be an hour or 2 hours all day?
It depends. Some classes come in for maybe 2 hours and others come in and they stay until from 10 o'clock up until 2 o'clock. So it's a full day. Yep.
So it's really what the sisters had wanted, that there would be in the middle of the city of Dublin an area, Rus in Orbis if you like, an area of countryside in the city for children to experience as an educational purpose.
I would think so. I think if the sisters were to come back and peep over our shoulders, they would be very pleased, because certainly the children, they really enjoy themselves. And, you know, while they may look through books and they'll know lots and lots of the book stuff about all those little creatures and habitats, it's when they come out and experience them and look at little creatures at close up, that's when they really
see what's going on.
So
this place actually really has two purposes. It serves the wild habitats, as you have described, and also farm animals. And that's what we're going to see next. We're going to go off to see Eamon the farmer, and I think we might round up some children and bring them with us. What do you think?
That'd be a great idea, I think.
We're here in the classroom, we can hear the echo. And we have a class here. What school are you from?
Griffith Barracks.
On the South Circular Road, is it?
Yeah.
And what class are you from?
We're all first and we're all fourth.
Yeah. You're all fourth. So first class and fourth class.
Hello, boys and girls. My name is Michael, and I'm going to give you a little tour of Airfield Farm, look at all the various habitats, and we'll talk about some of the little creatures as well. So we have a couple of animals here. Now, who knows what this creature is? Yeah?
A fox.
That's a fox, okay. And do you ever get up close to a fox before?
No.
Do you ever get a chance to rub a fox like that?
Oh.
What do you think?
It's softer than I thought.
Isn't it a lovely creature?
So do you think it was bigger or smaller than you thought a fox should be?
Bigger.
This is bigger than you thought a fox was?
No. I thought a fox would be a lot bigger than that.
Than that?
Looks like a smaller one.
Tiny bit bigger than that.
Okay.
So he's smaller than you think.
What else have we here now? Okay.
Hedgehog. Oh my god.
Hedgehog.
Don't touch it, Simon.
Now, that's right. You won't touch the hedgehog in the same way as you would the fox, because...
Prickly.
It's very prickly. Very prickly. Be very, very careful. In fact, the best thing to do with the hedgehog is just give it a slight little rub there like that.
Did you ever see a hedgehog before?
No. I like to joke in the fox bed.
Where does a hedgehog live?
Why is it called the hedge?
Think about the name, yeah.
Hedge.
Well, does it live on top of the hedge or in or underneath?
Underneath.
Underneath
well,
the hedge.
That's basically a hole.
That's right, where there are plenty of leaves.
Have we any birds, Michael?
Yes, we have. We have a lovely bird here. Look at this one here. It's a kestrel. Kestrel. And it's very easy to recognize a kestrel because when a kestrel is out hunting, it hovers in the air and just spreads out his wings, and just like that. It's very, very powerful sight.
I've been pecked by an eagle. I don't think you have, because you wouldn't survive if you were pecked by an eagle.
Did these used to be, like, alive?
Yes, those used to be alive, but they were found dead, and they were taken then to a special person called a taxidermist, and they can stuff the animals, and they're very useful for us here at Airfield, because we can show you up close the fox, and the hedgehog, and the kestrel.
It looks so nice.
But looking at stuffed animals is all very well, but are there any real animals here, Michael?
I think we've a few real animals, so will we go out and see this?
Nobody knows what it is. It's called a yo.
A yo.
A yo, a
yo,
yes.
Yo.
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 And what's the daddy sheep called?
Sheep.
It's called a ram.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was just... I know what a baby sheep is called. A lamb.
Very good. Excellent. So what are we looking at in there? How many have we got?
Three lambs and four sheep.
Four sheep. So I wonder why we have four lambs. Yeah, we'll have to ask.
Maybe one didn't have a baby.
Well, we'll have to ask the farmer when he comes along. And he'll know all about it.
Here we are.
Hello.
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 So this is Eamon. You're the farmer, Eamon.
That's right. Hello.
I'm Eamon. Nice
to
meet you.
Likewise.
And these are all the pupils from what school?
Griffith Barracks.
Well, you're very welcome. You can see in here, we have our sheep. These are our breeding sheep, and these are known as mid-season flock ewes. And all the ewes, when I say about mid-season, that lambs are born in March and April. So all of our lambs have been born.
I have a question about it. How many lambs have we got?
Three lambs and four sheep.
What's the question?
Why don't one of the sheep have a baby?
Well, one of them didn't have a baby, okay? She didn't go in lamb. So some of them have two lambs and some of them have one. So you can have, or some even sheep can have up to three lambs. And we have some of the sheep over here in our other little shed here with three baby lambs.
So what have you got in the next stall?
Yeah, these are our Jersey cows. And these are cows, these are a dairy animal. And these are produced milk on our farm.
So where does the milk come out of them?
Udders.
Can you see it there?
The udders.
Yes, and how many, when you milk the cow, how many pieces do you have to pull? Look at them. See them there?
Four.
Yeah,
piece when you get the milk from, and
right,
order what holds the milk.
Very good.
And every day, twice a day, we bring the cows into our milking parlour and we milk the cows. That's
it. The milking machine.
That's our milking machine in there. Over here.
Oh, look at their eyes.
They're very cute.
Do you ever touch a calf before?
No. Oh, look.
He has little holes in his head. Yeah. Do you know why we did that? Why he has little holes in his head? Because we don't want him to grow horns. Yeah. So when they're only a couple of days old, we debud them so the horns won't grow.
If you find they might bite each other or hurt each other with their horns.
That's true. You know, we wouldn't want that. Or even for our own safety, we're better off to have that they don't have horns.
I wonder what's in the next cage. Will you go off and see what the next enclosure has? Let's have a look.
Oh, look.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's right. She tested the one that had triplets. Okay, and you probably just notice it. Do you see the way every so often that she puts down her nose and she smells the lamb? That's how she knows her own little lamb. She has a special smell on them that she picks up the smell, and that's how she knows her own baby lambs.
Oh my god, that's so soft.
Let's see what they have next door.
These guys are only about 3 days old.
Hello. That was a surprise.
How much a day?
At least 200 grams. Get at least 200 grams per day. So they'll all go out to field now as well. Because we like to make sure the sheep gets lots of grass, so she produces lots of milk to feed her little lambs. So as long as once they're about 5 days old, we let them out to field.
Oh, that's why they're in at the minute. They're too small.
And one of the reasons for that is foxes.
We saw a fox. Remember we saw a fox?
Yeah.
Inside in the classroom.
Yeah.
So what should we say was bigger now, the fox or those lambs?
The fox.
The fox. So the fox is their enemy when they're that small, isn't it?
That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god. It's a pig.
Yeah. And so she is here and she's going to give birth in another about 4 to 5 weeks. Yeah, and she can have up to maybe 12, 15, 16 piglets at any one time.
16.
She can do. This depends on the pigs.
Okay, so have we any hens and chickens to look at?
Our hens are further up on the farm.
Well, go look at the hens and chickens.
Oh my god. These are just about about 2 days old now.
Why isn't the mum there?
Well, the mom will be gone out to lay more eggs.
Too busy.
Are these hens like brothers and sisters, yeah. or the different hens lay?
Different. Yeah. Well, some of them could be brothers and sisters. Yeah, because then the hen would lay a number of eggs. You know, it'd be mixed.
Can we hold them?
Well, I'll hold one for you, and you can rub them down when I hold them. Okay? But you'll be very gentle. I'm gonna just stand in there. Yeah.
How do you tell them apart, like a boy from a girl?
Well, it's not until later on when they grow a bit older that I'm able to tell them apart, if they're male or female.
What age are they?
They're saying he's just a little over a day old.
Ah.
That's it, yeah.
So what age would they be when like they're flying?
Well, they don't normally fly.
They have like kind of bigger.
The bigger wings. Well, like you're talking about maybe 8 to 10 weeks.
I love the sound. And
would they make a different sound if they were like scared or frightened or something?
They would do. Yeah, yeah. Like be a higher pitch. Higher pitched. Yeah.
Is that high pitched?
No, he's quite content there now. He's not, if he was really frightened now, he'd be trying to get out of my hand and fly out of my hand.
I tried to fly.
Yeah. Do you know which one is the oldest?
No, they're all the same age.
Oh.
All the same age, yeah.
Were they all born at the same time?
They all would have been hatched at the same time, yeah.
Oh.
I think he's chirping to go back with his friends.
Yeah.
Are we coming back in?
Yeah.
Thank Eamon the farmer very nicely for showing us around.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And I hope you see you all back here on the farm again other days and come and visit.
And thank you indeed, Eamon. That was a lovely report. Airfield is Dublin's only 38-acre working farm open to the public. And the fascination, the wonder, the bewilderment indeed of the children there, even on the radio. An animal move. You know, that sort of excitement. It's just wonderful to have that sort of facility here in Dublin.
Yes, and Eamon was great with them. He was able to show them the animals and he held them and they were able to rub them, which is wonderful to actually get contact like
that. Absolutely. An airfield over Easter, you can go around to the farm. It's open and you can see the signs of spring. And then on the 4th to 5th of May, there is the Woolapalooza Sheep Festival, which you can go around and find all about sheep and sheep shearing.
They have a lovely restaurant there for ladies who lunch and lovely to call. They do dinners in the evenings as well on Fridays and Saturdays, and scones and cakes and all sorts of things.
Yeah,
so it's well worth a visit.
Well, that's bringing science, farm, nature to our children, and the fascination indeed to ourselves. And here on the programme, we have 5 family day passes for 2 adults and 2 children to give away. Are you ready, everybody? We will give them, this is a very special prize, we will give them to the first 5 people who text Airfield into the programme. 51551. The first 5 people starting now. There you go. You'll enjoy it. I'm going to visit it because I live in Redfern myself, so I'll call down to Dundrum.